This is Marina Piscini interviewing Richard Reinhardt for the Archives of American Art in Newtown, Pennsylvania. Newtown Square, Pennsylvania on August 22nd, 1991. The first thing I'd like to do is talk about Virginia Cute. What can you tell me about her family and her background?
Well, I was very young, and Virginia was older when I met her, and I don't know a lot about her family, but she came from really quite well-to-do people in Chestnut Hill, and her chief claim to fame was she's a direct descendant of Joseph Richardson, the important colonial silversmith in Philadelphia. Virginia was trained as an occupational therapist. She went to Springside, I guess it's like a high school for girls, Chestnut Hill, and I believe she went to the University of Pennsylvania where she got her degree in occupational therapy. She came into prominence, but hardly prominence, but she started her activities in Philadelphia largely as a result of taking over the jewelry classes at the Philadelphia Museum School of Industrial Art, obviously in Philadelphia, Broad and Pine Streets. She took the classes over after Douglas Gilchrist died, and quite suddenly. This would be, 1943. I'm not sure when Mr. Gilchrist died. I used to sneak into his classes when I was in the school, when I was a freshman. I started in 39, and Douglas was teaching then. And I left in 43 to go into the Marine Corps. As you know, we were at war, and I left to do that. And Douglas was alive in 43 when I left. So sometime between 43 and 46, when I came back, Douglas had died. Virginia took over. The school was just barely operating during the war, and I think it had like 300 or 350 kids, mostly girls. But she started there and immediately was successful, teaching the jewelry classes.
Was she teaching jewelry or was she teaching occupational therapy there?
Strictly jewelry.
Okay.
We called it jewelry and metalwork. And you could like elect to take that. You couldn't go there and study to be a jeweler. So that she had really relatively small classes, three or four classes a week of regular students that could take that as a kind of an aside to their vocational program. You know, nobody could get a degree at that time. You got a diploma, 4 years. And Virginia, as a kind of an entrepreneur, opened up those daytime classes to what she called special students. And they were largely ladies, middle-aged, young to the middle age, 35, 45, in some cases 55. But she fleshed out all her classes with these specials, as she called them, and she developed a big following in Philadelphia of these ladies that came and made jewelry under her direction. When Douglas was there, that nobody could do that. He had a few students that would come. Gilchrist was a great guy. I don't know whether you have any information on him or not, and I don't know how you could find it. Probably everybody's dead that knew him outside of myself, but
and he